La donna è mobile, qual più mal vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero. Sempre un'amabile, leggiadro viso, impianto il riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual più mal vento, muta d'accento.
And welcome to the Opera Box here on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, and we're smack in the middle of the KGNU fundraising drive. And I thought we'd have a little fun during the fundraising drive with music that's in our cultural subconscious, found in movies, cartoons, popular songs, and commercials, all of which came from opera, like La Donna e Mobile from Verdi's Rigoletto. And I've got a lot of great fun examples with music by Wagner and Kurt Weill and, well, a lot of others. And you're going to recognize some, and others you're going to say, well, so where'd that come from? Please join me for tonight's operatic fun here on the in the Opera Box. La donna e mobile, women are fickle. That's the aria of the lecherous Duke from Verdi's Rigoletto. And we heard Alfredo Kraus, the famous tenor. Georg Schulte conducted the RCA Italian Opera Orchestra. And here it's 2 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell. We are in the middle of the KGNU fundraiser. It's that time of the year, a couple times a year that we do this, where we remind you that we are not a business like a corporation and that we are charging people for our services and that the people who pay for our services play a large part in determining the content of our services. No. There isn't a corporate influence on our program. Our news, our arts programming, our cultural programming and commentary, this is derived from you, the community. And it's provided to you by people who are in the community. And so we come to you a couple times a year to remind you that we need your support as a listener member, guilt-free listening. Show your support to Community Radio and KGNU by going to the website kgnu.org. You'll see there are areas there where you can pledge your support for our programming and for our news. And you can pledge at the $5 a month level or $10 a month level, whatever is comfortable for you. You can do direct bank deposit and So we've got several ways to make it easy for you to be a listener member, to show your support for community radio. You are the community that supports us, and you are the community that provides KGNU. Well, Verdi, as we just heard, is one of the great tune meisters. Many people recognize some of those tunes, but they don't know they're from his operas, such as the chorus of gypsy blacksmiths from his opera Il Trovatore, The Troubadour. The tragic story of two rivals for the same woman, not aware that they are brothers. In the first act, it's dawn, and a group of gypsy blacksmiths are working away, singing the praises of hard work, wine, and women. And you'll recognize this almost immediately. The Anvil Chorus from Verdi's Il Trovatore. And we heard Zubin Mehta conducting the new Philharmonia Orchestra and the Ambrosian Chorus. It's 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with me, your host, Ron Nadel, here at KGNU. We're in the middle of our spring fundraising drive, and we would like to hear from you classical music opera lovers, or those of you who might be new and are just discovering classical music out there in Arvada or Coal Creek and Commerce City, Erie, Dacono. You're all within the sound of my voice. Littleton, Nederland, North Glen, Westminster, Fort Collins. You can go to the website at kgnu.org and you can make your pledge of your membership at the $5 a month level, the $10 a month level, whatever you're comfortable with. Show your support for the news and the music programming and the commentary here on KGNU. It's all about discovery. Today, the internet is a very powerful tool. You can search the internet and find information, addresses, phone numbers, directions to places anywhere on earth. That's a good thing, but on the other hand, when it comes to things like the arts, when it comes to music, you search for things that you know, you make likes on Facebook or in your music service like Rhapsody or wherever, and Pandora, and it finds you more music that is like the music that you like. And this ends up focusing our exposure to something new. It's limiting instead of broadening our ability to reach new things. And that's one of the services that KGNU provides. Think about where you can go to find something new, something fresh that you hadn't heard before, you hadn't thought about before, because your fellow neighbors in the community are sharing what they love with you. And that's what KGNU provides. It's not free. It takes a lot of work on the part of hundreds of volunteers here, including myself. And it also takes money. And that's where you come in with your support as a listener and your support as a member. Please go to the website now, kgnu.org, and pledge your support for community radio. Well, let's see, our next, where did that come from? Let's see, we've got one of Giuseppe Verdi's contemporaries, Richard Wagner. He also wrote great melodies that have found their way into our popular culture. Take The Wedding March, Here Comes the Bride. Opera lovers know that this is from Wagner's opera Lohengrin, and it's heard in Act Two when the young Elsa marries her protector, the knight Lohengrin. Most people use it at the beginning of a wedding. In the opera, it actually occurs after they're married and the men and women greet them as husband and wife for the first time.
Thank you.
Oh, the Wedding March and Chorus from Richard Wagner's Lohengrin. That was Georg Schulte conducting the Vienna Philharmonic and the Vienna Sängverein Chorus. 17 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock on a Monday evening here at KGNU, your KGNU, made possible by your support. And this next sample from operatic music should get you up and energized so that you can go to your computer or to your phone and go to kgnu.org or give us a call and pledge your support as a listener member. Because almost as famous as that wedding march is Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries from his opera, The Valkyrie, which many of you know was the second of his four-part opera cycle, The Nibelung's Ring. Most people have heard the orchestral version at one time or another, and lately the melody was being used in a commercial by Toyota called Blow Off Steam, and you probably know it from Francis Ford Coppola's Vietnam War film, Apocalypse Now. It occurs as a squadron of helicopters attacks a coastal Vietnam village, and the commander, Colonel Kilgore, played by Robert Duvall, orders the helicopters to play the music over a loudspeaker to scare the hell out of the villagers.
Six Eagle Thrust. Put on Sidewar Op. Make it loud. And the Romeo Foxtrot, Shall We Dance?
Thank you.
it's a great use of the music because it parallels the awesome action in the opera. See, in Act 3 of The Valkyrie, there are 8 Valkyries flying through a stormy sky on winged horses. Valkyries are warrior goddesses who fly over battlefields, just like those Huey choppers in Coppola's Vietnam scene. But the Valkyries gather up the bodies of the dead heroes and fly them to heaven. Here it is in Wagner's version.
Thank you.
The Ride of the Valkyries from Act 3 of Richard Wagner's The Valkyrie. And again, we heard Georg Schulte conduct the Vienna Philharmonic. It is 27 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with me, Ron Nadel, here on KGNU. We're smack dab in the middle of our spring fundraiser drive. And I've got a playlist for our fundraiser with music from operas that occurs in movies and commercials, cartoons, and songs. And I'd like you to stay with me after the Opera Box for a Classic Monday. I'll have the 22nd program in my series on the symphony. Tonight it's American Symphonists. That's at 8 o'clock here on KGNU.
What makes you want to celebrate 40 years of making waves with KGNU? DJ Swingset, one of our KGNU DJs, came in to let us know why.
I've been with KGNU for 2 years now. I got involved as a volunteer behind the scenes and on the air, playing music and helping with outreach and education and community involvement because I believe in KGNU's mission. I also strongly support the open format of music. We have dozens of different music genre shows here with specialists from full spectrum of music, and that's why I give to KGNU.
What makes you want to make waves with KGNU? Visit KGNU.org to find more information on how to give now, refer a friend, or become a member.
That's right. Support KGNU's mission. Part of the KGNU mission is to give a voice to the underrepresented. Underrepresented opinions, underrepresented music. And I would say that classical music is underrepresented. The amount of programming that is available compared to just, say, 10 years ago, it's a fraction of what you used to be able to hear. And there isn't any other opera program, for example, in the Denver, Boulder metro area. Your support of KGNU gives a voice to the underrepresented. So won't you go to the KGNU website right now, kgnu.org, and show your support for the underrepresented? All right. Tell me, raise your hand if you're not familiar with this music. Let's try that again. Raise your hand if you're not familiar with this music. Britannia. Few people know that that's actually from the 18th century composer Thomas Arne's opera, Alfred. It's about Alfred the Great, the 9th century ruler of England who defeated the Vikings. And it's a patriotic number from the end of the opera, declaring that Britain rules the waves.
Charter of the land, and guardian angels.
special thing. Well, then attempts to bend thee down. Well, then attempts to bend thee down. Will but arouse thee, arouse thy generous frame. But hurt thou on thy renown.
Britannia from Thomas Arne's opera Alfred, the English king who defeated the Vikings. We heard Nicholas Kramer conducting the orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment and chorus. And I want to say thanks to Chris from Boulder, who went online and said that he loves this show, the last thing he ever thought would happen in his life. And that's what makes KGNU so awesome. And he's increasing his solar membership. That's a supporter of local radio. You can become a Solar member by going to the KGNU.org website and pledging your membership as part of our fundraising drive with your automatic bank transfer. Makes it very easy. That's at KGNU.org. Thanks for those great sentiments, Chris. We appreciate your support as well. Well, let's stick with some of the English language opera for a minute. Here's an old favorite song that you probably know.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. We're all friends together in all kinds of weather. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. We can have a lot of fun.
But did you know that that's actually from Gilbert and Sullivan's famous opera, The Pirates of Penzance? Gilbert and Sullivan wrote humorous operettas which parodied patriotism and manners. The Pirates of Penzance said pirates on ships and pirates on thrones were pretty much the same thing. In Act Two, the pirates are sneaking up on the police with cat-like tread, handing out weapons.
With cats like tread upon our prey we speed. With silence dread a cautious way we feed. No song at all, we never speak a word. A thrice foot on the dingy scale we heard. So stealthily the pirate creeps while all the house of sound we cease.
With Cat-Like Tread, the Noisy Pirates chorus from Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance. That melody became Hail, Hail, the Gang's All Here. We heard Isidore Godfrey conducting the Royal Philharmonic and the Doily Cart Opera Company. It is 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel here at KGNU. We're in the middle of our spring fundraising drive, and we want to remind you of all of the services that are provided by KGNU, the music, the news, the reporting, the programming. Those are provided to you as part of a nonprofit organization. KGNU is a nonprofit organization. We depend completely on the generosity and support of the community. And while you're sitting there enjoying the Opera Box and the other programming that you've been listening to on KGNU, Outsources and the morning news, the morning sound alternative in terms of music and the afternoon sound alternatives, go over to your computer and go to kgnu.org and show your support as a listener member for KGNU. Become a member at the $5 a month level, $10 a month level. Every little bit helps. Thank you for your support of KGNU and community radio. Well, in addition to the vocal music from opera, a lot of orchestral music from operas has also become cultural icons. Take, for example, the Dance of the Hours from Ponchielli's La Gioconda. Back in the 60s, that melody became a famous song by comedian Alan Sherman.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner? He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters, and the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies, so he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want, this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy? They're about to organize a searching party.
I remember laughing so hard at that song. It kind of dates me, but that's Hello Mudda, Hello Fada from the great Alan Sherman. Now, perhaps the most famous orchestral music from opera is Rossini's William Tell Overture. Every moment of this overture has been used in movies and cartoons. The opening was in Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange when Alex goes to prison, followed by the iconic thunderstorm and, of course, the Lone Ranger, which in Rossini's opera is really Swiss soldiers fighting the Austrians. Of course, the thunderstorm. And here comes the Lone Ranger. Oh, first, this is the sunrise, the sun coming out after the storm. Silver. All that great music is just from the overture to William Tell, music of Gioachino Rossini. It's a story about freedom, overcoming tyranny as the Swiss finally overthrow the Austrian occupiers after almost 100 years. Well, one of the popular songs from the 60s was Mack the Knife. This was popularized by Bobby Darin.
Oh, the shark babe has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth big, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life.
Well, that's just a jazzy version of The Ballad of Mackie Messer from the Three Penny Opera of Kurt Weill. Messer is, in German, is a cutter. Mack Heath is a low and lethal criminal known for using a knife in Kurt Weill's opera, which was from 1928, and is an updated version of The Beggar's Opera from 1728 about the life on the mean streets of Soho in England. But in Kurt Weill's version, it's even more decadent, sung by a street singer who describes Mack Heath's sexual attraction to women and his murderous crimes.
Jahrmarkt in Soho. Die Moritat von Mackie Messer.
Und der Haifisch, hat Zähne. Und die trägt im Gesicht. Und Mackie's, hat ein Messer. Doch das Messer sieht man nicht. An dem schönen blauen Sonntag liegt ein toter Mann am Strand. Und ein Mensch steht um die Ecke, den man Mackie Messer nennt. Und Schmuel Meier bleibt verschwunden, und so mancher reiche Mann. Und ein Kind hat Mackie Messer, den man nicht beweisen kann. Genitale wird gefunden mit nem Messer in der Brust. Und am Kleid Mackie Messer, der von allem nichts gewusst. Und das große Feuer in Soho, sieben Kinder und ein Greis in der Menge. Mackie Messer, den man nicht fragt und der nicht weiß. Und die Minder der Gewitzte,
The Ballad of Mackie Messer, Mack the Knife, from Kurt Weill's Three Penny Opera. We're coming up about 7 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box on KGNU.
What makes you want to celebrate 40 years of making waves with KGNU? Stacy from Boulder came into the studio to let us know.
Friend turned me on to KGNU, which I thought was pretty fantastic. And when I walked in the door for my initial training, it was like walking into my college radio station. I just looked around. I was like, oh, records on the wall. Listen to all this great music. and the smell, and I just thought, these are my people. I am home. It just brings back so many great memories from being at a college radio station, which this is not. This is a lot more than what it was, but just that feeling of community, I guess, is what I really found when I was here, and being able to give back and give back in my community where I live, it's just a perfect fit.
What makes you want to make waves with KGNU? Visit KGNU.org to find more information on how to give now, refer a friend, or become a member.
Well, we're going to wrap up tonight's Opera Box with another example of a melody from opera that found its way into commercials. About a year ago, this melody found its way into a British Airway commercial, which showed crowds of people from different parts of the world cooperating. And as they moved together, they actually formed the shape of a mouth, eyes, and a nose of a face. Well, that's kind of beautiful and haunting, but doesn't quite do justice to its source, which was the duet from the 1883 opera Lakmé by Leo de Lieb. In Act One, the Hindu priestess Lakmé and her service Malika go to the river to gather flowers, and inspired by the beauty and fragrance of the roses and jasmine, they sing together.
Oh,
Oh, the beautiful duet, the flower duet from Act One of Lakmé. That's music of Léo Delibes. And we heard in this recording, sopranos Natalie Desai and Delphine Haydn, Michael Michel Plasson conducted the orchestra of the capital of Toulouse. Well, I hope you had fun on tonight's Opera Box. And I hope that you will show your support for KGNU and our program, which gives voice to the underrepresented. Go to kgnu.org, pledge as a listener member, and we thank you for your continued support of KGNU. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadel, with part 22 of my series of programs tracing the development of the symphony from its Baroque origins in the Concerto Grosso of the 1600s to today. Tonight's segment continues with one of the most famous and original American symphonists, Charles Ives. We're going to hear the broad sweep of his style, with music of his Second Symphony, for example. And music of his Third Symphony. And by way of contrast, we're going to sample music of fellow Americans John Knowles Payne and George Templeton Strong. Join me now on our continuing journey through the symphony. Last week, we began our survey of American symphonists with two of the New England classicists, George Chadwick and Amy Beach. Tonight's focus will be Charles Ives, but to illustrate his unique and seminal contributions to American classical music, I want to play you a few more samples of the music which was typical of the time. And I'm going to begin with another of the New England classicists, John Knowles Payne. Payne lived from 1839 to 1906, and he really is the first American composer to achieve fame with large-scale orchestral works. He grew up in a musical family. His father and grandfather were instrument makers. Two of his uncles were music teachers, and one was a composer. After learning to play the organ, Payne composed his first chamber music at age 16. And then he did what others of his generation did. If they wanted to build a reputation, they went to Europe, which is what he did. He stayed there for 3 years to study and perform, and he even had a chance to meet and perform for Clara Schumann. When he returned, he was appointed the very first choir master at Harvard. And in that role, he was able to teach music appreciation and theory, and his efforts led directly to the development of Harvard's music curriculum, making Harvard the first American university with a music department, and he as America's first professor of music. Payne composed his first symphony in the years between 1872 and 1875, and it premiered early in 1876. Now, just for context, this was